Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, jam-packed show happening today, including chance to win tickets to see Humans this Thursday at Fortune Sound Club. Stay tuned for that right now. We're going to kick it off with Louise Burns. Drop names, not bombs. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Louise Burns, whose voice you may recognize from Golden Youth. We've been playing a lot of them this summer. They've had a pretty big summer so far. Played the Catalano Fest, one of the headliners, I guess, in the Burrard stage there, as well as at Kiloha.
That's right.
Back-to-back weekends, we get to check out those great festivals.
Did you see them at Kiloha? Because I think I missed them.
We showed up just for the... I saw them play Jewel,
right.
Their one track, and it was great, and I wanted more. And then I saw the whole set at Catalano, and it was great.
Right.
And I thought we'd expand beyond just playing Golden Youth and give Louise Burns' material a spin. That was actually off her previous album, Melodrama, the track Drop Names, Not Bombs. Her forthcoming album, The Midnight Mass, will be released September 2nd, so stay tuned for that. But also, quick mention that the early buzz on the album is great because she's moving up the charts, number 6 this week. Thank you very much, Sarah Cordingley, for putting that together in a timely fashion for us. Number six, Louise Burns. And speaking of the charts, do you want to just go to this this whole number? Oh, am I throwing things off here, CJ?
No, it's okay. I can improvise.
I just thought it was a
good... Who are we talking about? Are we talking about the lovely Diane?
Yes, the lovely Diane, who is actually three lovely people, Mel Z, Ben Goldberg, and Katie Gravestock. Mel Z and Ben Goldberg of the band Phone Calls, as well as Gravestock, who played with Goldberg in the band Bad Fate, got together for this little project called Diane, who is not only featured this month in your copy of Discorder magazine, pick it up, all over Vancouver. It's a great little feature article written by Matthew Udenan on page 6. But also, Diane happens to be numero uno this week on the CITR Top 30 chart. So why don't we play a little something from Diane right now. This track is called Bad Sister. Diane, Discorder Radio. There you go, Diane, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. First time we played that track, but obviously people are liking it as that album from Diane is currently number one on the CITR charts. That track was called Bad Sister, Vancouver's Diane, featuring Mel Z, Ben Goldberg, and Bad Fate. And once again, a great little article in this month's slashy July-August issue of Discorder magazine.
Fantastic. Really deep and grungy, and I like it.
Yeah,
I think it gives me the chills.
A little bit. I think they would actually perform well with War Baby. I could see that being a really good double bill, actually.
True. That's true.
Yes. Take note, music promoters around town. Maybe even some of the people here to CITR. Namely, those that are trying to organize our Discord monthly showcases. Actually, we're going to get Laurel and the brand new Discorder editor-in-chief coming in for a bit of a chat in about 10 minutes' time. We'll talk more about that. In the meantime, CJ, we got some exciting things happening this week. What's going on Thursday night?
Well, Thursday night we have Humans opening the Pride Parade party.
Well, it's the Pride kickoff.
Pride kickoff.
I guess officially kicked off with that bright rainbow being painted on the street at Butte and Davie.
I saw that. It's fantastic.
Wow, it's really bright. It's like a super duper bright rainbow, and it's going to be permanent. So, it's great for fixture Davie Street. That Davie Street's going to be bumping all week, especially Sunday with the big parade. But the big weekend kickoff will officially be starting at Fortune on Thursday, featuring a band we've been playing lots of this summer because they've been playing lots of shows all over BC this summer, including Kealoha, whom we saw them on the beach. That was great. And then they played the Portside Pub a couple weeks back, so that one as well. And we'll be checking out on Thursday night at Fortune Sound Club. If you want to go, guess what? We happen to have a couple of extra tickets to give away to the first caller. Actually, we'll get no, the third caller. The third caller right now. 604-822-2487, 604-822-CITR. Give us a call, be caller number 3, and you will win a pair of tickets to see Humans this Thursday at Fortune.
Along with Dreamboat.
And it could be a dream if you win tickets.
Yeah, that's true.
Dreamboat
with Humans.
And if you don't win, we might be sinking your boat. But regardless, let's open the phone lines right now. And in the meantime, play some Humans for you. This is On Pagee, Humans. Discord Radio, CITR. Once again, the number to call, 604-822-CITR.
And we're back on Discorder Radio here at CITR 101.9 FM. That was the track On Pagee by Humans.
Humans, who are kicking off the Pride Party this Thursday at Fortune Sound Club. Should be another great show. They keep getting better and better every show I see them. They just bring a really great party atmosphere. CJ and I will be there, and congratulations, Octavia Bath. You will be there too. The third caller in, winning tickets to go see Humans this Thursday night. Congrats. CJ, you've been hard at work in the editing suite, working on something for us. We talked about Kealoha a couple times already in the show, mentioning Golden Youth and Humans. Another band that played this 2 weekends ago was the Mindle Beach Markets.
Yes.
Who had a very interesting promotional plan. They were kind of walking around just handing out CDs to people who live in the festival.
Daniel was. So we did run into Daniel, who was the guy I interviewed, and he was handing out sort of these promo CDs of a mix of their old album and their new album. The original one was called Mildred Beach Markets, and the new one is called It Might Take Long. And so they were touring Canada for a while, and they came to Vancouver recently to open for Japanese Girls, who are a band that the Humans gave a shout out to at the Burrard Hotel party that we were at.
Who headlined that show?
Humans.
You go. They're all over Discord this place.
But the Japanese Girls had an EP release party, and Middle Beach Markets played for them at the Red Room on Saturday 27th, the same night as the fireworks, which we will be talking about later. And I had a lovely chat with him, and here he is, Daniel from Middle Beach Markets. This is DJ CJ from CITR 101.9 on Discorder Radio. I am talking to Daniel Kingsbury from Mindle Beach Markets. So would you like to introduce yourself and the band members on their behalf?
Sure. My name's Daniel, and I play guitar and sing. And also in the band, we have Pat on guitar and vocals, and Matt on the bass, Rod on the keys, and Sam on the drums. And we're just down at Roberts Creek Beach now on the Sunshine Coast.
Fantastic. Welcome to Discorder Radio. Let's talk about where we ran into each other. We ran into each other at the Kealoha Festival in Kelowna, July 5th to 7th. And thank you so much for giving us that CD, by the way. I love running into great music like that. And so that album is the band's second album, and it's called It Might Be Long. Could you describe what you thought of the crowd's response during your fantastic set at the Sandbar stage?
Kealoha was awesome, man. Such an epic location for a festival. It was just beautiful there, and a really great lineup of bands too. And yeah, we were playing at the beach stage there on the Saturday, and we had a great time. The sound system was epic, and of course a great day. People were swimming in the lake and dancing. We had the Hawaiian girls dancing on the stage with us, and it was a great time. Definitely a highlight of my summer so far.
All you guys share a lot of things in common when it comes to your childhood, and you've also experienced a wide variety of music. So let's start with, like, what was life like growing up in the Sunshine Coast?
Growing up in the coast was, you know, it was pretty amazing, and we took it for granted a lot growing up. But, you know, it was very peaceful. We were engaged a lot with nature and the outdoors, and I think that reflects in our music. And also the Sunshine Coast is a very vibrant artistic and musical community, so that definitely came out in us as we grew up, and it was a fantastic place to grow up. We formed the band in Victoria back in October of 2008, so, you know, over 4.5 years ago, and we definitely lived there for most of the time in the band, but actually now we don't. None of us have a place there anymore. We're kind of just on the road full time, so we all moved into an RV, and our only rent payments are RV payments, so it's much more affordable that way, and we're kind of just living the mobile vagabond traveling musician lifestyle. So we're sort of between Victoria, Vancouver, and the Sunshine Coast on the time when we're not on tour, which is pretty rare these days.
Whoa, I didn't know that. That's fantastic, man. How far east have you guys gone?
We've been all the way to Montreal. And we've been as far south as San Diego.
So let's talk a bit about the band's namesake. So the band is named after the weekend markets at Mindle Beach in Darwin. But more importantly, it's sort of named after Pat Coderre's song called Mindle Beach. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
And so the story goes that Pat was traveling around Australia and ended up in Darwin after a series of adventures, both good and bad. And could you talk a bit about Pat's experiences at Mindle Beach for him?
Yeah, I think he was spent 2 years in Australia, and his experiences at Darwin and the Mindle Beach Markets was a highlight for him, and he wrote this great song called Mindle Beach Markets.
He said, "Don't worry, boy, there's plenty more fish in the sea."
And we were looking for a band name, and we really liked the ring of it, and we liked MBM for short. And also, we play a very broad genre of music. We touch on everything from rock to reggae to blues to funk to hip-hop to folk, and we kind of mix it all in. So I like to say we're kind of like a marketplace of music where you can find different sounds and tastes and colors in our music, if you will, much like a real marketplace. So that's kind of why we went with the Mindle Beach Markets name. And it's also kind of a testament to our appreciation and love for global culture and traveling.
Sunsets at the Mindle Beach Markets, girl.
We actually have this environmental initiative called the Jellyfish Project that we're hoping to take down there.
Yes, from whatever I've read in your website, it seems that you guys are really pushing for that. And it's a really good thing to push for, because especially when you get young people involved in something they're not really aware of or understand the magnitude of, it really gets them going when you bring it with music. So what do you think about the Jellyfish Project?
Exactly, yeah. It's essential to educate the youth on the environmental issues that face them, because, you know, a young person when they're at the age of 13, 14, or even 17, they're like a sponge, and they're so susceptible to the information around them, and it's essential that we get in the right information to them at that time so it influences them for their whole lives. So we feel that our work is very important. And basically what we do is we go into high schools and middle schools, and we play a 25 to 30 minute set of our music with a full PA, so a full rock and roll show. This kind of serves the purpose to grab the students' attention and put them into a receptive state of mind, and then we segue that into an environmental presentation, kind of like TED Talk style, on ocean sustainability, climate change, and general environmental stewardship. So we're teaching kids about the problems and the crises that are happening to our global environment, and then inspiring them to become actively engaged in solutions to these problems, and we give them the tools on exactly how to do that. We're very excited to bring it across Canada in the fall. We'll be presenting to over 40 schools so far, booked in September and October, and that'll be reaching over 25,000 students. And we're also greatly looking forward to expanding the reach and impact of the program by eventually recruiting other bands to take part in the initiative in the near future.
CJ in conversation there with Mindle Beach Markets. Great job there, CJ. Nice one throwing that one together.
There we go. Oh, now we're on. That was CJ in conversation with Mindle Beach Markets after we saw them play at Kiloha. Some cool, conscious, butt-kicking dudes right there, Mindle Beach Markets. And yeah, great job on that one, CJ. So we only got a few minutes left in the show, but enough time to have a quick chat with, it's kind of a transitional period here at CITR in many ways. One, it's the slashy issue, July, August. We're going from July into August. And we're also going from one editor, which we're sad to see go, into the next, which we're glad to see arrive. So welcome, JC Gibb.
Whee!
Hey!
Thanks for having me.
Nice. Nice. So, JC, you've written for Discorder for a couple of years now. Really loved your Summer Festival article in the... Actually, that was it. That's in the yeah. Slashy issue. It's been going on for so long. I thought it was maybe the previous issue. But so tell us how did this evolve with you coming to be the new editor in chief? And Laurel, feel free to pipe in.
A lot of blackmail. It's like the main thing to success here. I've known Laurel for a couple of years. We actually worked together at a different newspaper, The Other Press.
So a little nepotism involved.
Yeah,
huh?
a lot of nepotism, actually. And I've just been writing for Discord for a couple of years, and I saw that Laurel had posted for like editor in chief, and just like lit up. I'm like, what if? And then, you know, interviewed. I'm like, oh, well, that was fun. I'm probably not going to get it. And then about a week passed, and I was so sad that I didn't get it. And then I got it. and I think I cried almost.
Oh, tears of joy.
We really like to build the anticipation.
Nice.
We really like stress him out as much as we can before bringing him in. It's good prep.
It's kind of like when you put it out, when you send it a Facebook friend request and they wait for about a week or so to respond.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to answer like the first week. You'll seem too desperate, right?
Yeah. Nice. Well, glad to have you on board. And so what can we look forward to? I know actually there's going to be a bit of a meeting for the September issue, but what can you kind of tease us as to what we can see out of the future for Discorder? What you plan on bringing to the table, JC?
On the spot. I'm still in the training. I don't know, a lot of butt kicking, good content, and yeah, great music, good words.
Nice. Well, we'll have many more words with you in the coming weeks. Laurel, it's good to see you again. We haven't seen you in a couple weeks, but we're glad to hear you come in for Tuesday. So we'll get both of you guys to make regular appearances on the show for the next couple of weeks. And speaking of good music, do you know the band The Boom Booms?
Of course.
Yes.
They will be playing tomorrow night, actually, as part of the big Shorefest fireworks celebration down in English Bay. Lots of great stuff happening down there. Tomorrow night, Daniel Wesley's going to be playing, Fred Eaglesmith, The Good Lovelies, and Rich Hope, along with the Red Bull Air Show. But the Boom Booms will be playing tomorrow night at 7:20.
Are you saying there's going to be like airplanes and fighter jets in the sky and fireworks and a concert and boats in the water? This is insane.
It's going to be a bunch of madness. Boom, boom, boom.
Dangerously good time.
This is insane.
Yes. And actually, it will be dangerously good times. There's probably about 300,000 people down there by the time the fireworks start. So get there early to get a good spot and get a good spot to watch these guys. This is the Boom Booms with Two Face City. JC and Laurel, thanks so much for coming in. Excited to have you on board.
Thanks for having us.
And look forward to chatting with you next week on Discorder Radio. The Boom Booms to close it off today. CITR 101.9.
Staring at each other in the eye. Neither one is blinking. Between them, water and above them on the sky. Neither one is sinking. And when the sun comes down, I can see my life like echoes from a photograph. I'm dealing to be grateful. What would I do that for? Yes, I'm feeling. I'm dealing to be grateful. What would I do that for? Not a day goes by when I don't think about it all. But what I